They didn't worship the cow. And they didn't fall down and worship the star. They were not astrologists. And they didn't even fall down and worship the mother. Though many religions, that's what they do today. They worshiped the child. And it was Jesus. They worshiped the right person. And then we see, and they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts. Gold, that's for a king. Frankincense, you ladies know what incense is, like candles and the smell. Maybe the gold was for Joseph. Maybe the frankincense was for Mary. And then the myrrh, that was a burial spice. And you'll see it mentioned in John 19 when Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea take Jesus off the cross. They anoint his dead body with myrrh. Isn't that amazing? The wise men brought myrrh to baby Jesus because they knew he was born not to be a cute baby. He was born to die. And that's why the gifts, a strange gift. That'd be like coming to a baby shower and presenting the mother with some embalming fluid or something like that. Like, what? And so that was the gift. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to speak this morning just for a few moments on the gift. And I so appreciate you being here on the Lord's Day on Christmas Day. I know it cut into your schedule. It was easy to say, we're opening gifts. We got to be at church. I hope when you leave, you say, we got to come to church. Because it's his birthday. Father, bless this brief time we have. Help us now. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the only time in Scripture Jesus ever got birthday presents. Only time. In fact, we think it's the only time he ever got a gift in his whole life. I know the lad had a lunch. He multiplied it, but it wasn't really like a personal gift. I know the lady anointed his feet with oil, but she knew he was about to die. I'm talking about a gift given to him one time, just one time. Let me ask you a question. What was your most special Christmas gift? We'll just get a little input here as we get into the message. Growing up, maybe recently, a tangible gift, not like, you know, I was encouraged or something, but a toy, a gift, something. You still remember this was probably one of the most special gifts I ever got for Christmas. Anybody in this section here, real quick? And I won't mess with you. I won't embarrass you. Lori? 96 crayons, because you're a color girl. You like to color as a kid. Good, 96. I thought it was only 8 in a box. Here, she was that rich kid, huh? 96. Anybody else over here? Okay, Brother Ward? Swiss Army. Yeah, you look like one of those violent guys. Yeah, Swiss Army knife. And that's a good knife. Yeah, with all the gadgets to it, right? Good. Anybody else in this section? Something real special. Kathy? Easy bake oven. Was it easy? No, okay. All the little mixes. I remember seeing them, but the cakes were only about this big. Easy bake oven. Wow, that's cool. I don't even know if they have them anymore. Maybe they do. Yeah, and didn't they have a light bulb? A light bulb to cook with. Try that now, huh? Good. Anybody in this section here? Okay, Charlene? A rice bin. You mean to cook rice? Okay. Oh, a big bin that held. Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. Cool, cool. Okay, Natalie? Your wife? Excuse me, not your wife. I'm sorry. Your mom built you a 2-story dollhouse with the furniture. That's unbelievable. That's super. How about Brother Butch, way in the back? Your dad built you an airplane, like a model plane that would fly? Or wow. Man, my dad needed to take lessons from some of you guys. How about here? Anybody else right here? Okay. A PlayStation. All right. Now we're getting on the modern day here. We don't want no easy bake oven with a light bulb in it. And so, anybody else here? All right. How about over here? Okay. Velma? You got a what? A Fitbit. That's a watch. Something like that. But it helps you with your health. Is that it? Okay. Well, good. Good. Was that before you had open heart surgery? Oh, after. Okay. I was about to say, it sure didn't help. And so, good. All right, good. How about over here, Carol? Okay. Tiny Tears doll. And yeah, and the little tear, and the neighbor made the clothes for it. Babe, you want to tell me what you was telling me the other day? Had the 45 records on it. Now, that's dating some things right there. 45, so the kids could hear the newest songs that were coming out on the radio. How about over here? Anybody else, Brother TC? A Stingray bicycle. I love that. You know, our family owned that. You know, Ray, Stingray. I wish we did. No, we didn't. I had a Stingray, too. Anybody else? Just real quick. Going once, going twice. Okay, right there. Wooden bunny, like a bunny rabbit. Cool. Carved it. Oh, that's special. Good. That's cool. Anybody else over here, real quick? Okay. Well, what's that got to do with us, real quick? Here it is. Gifts, they meet needs. Gifts, if you're giving them, they bring joy to you. Gifts, they bring happiness to other people. Gifts, they create memories. Look at this. Some of these gifts you named were given you over 50 years ago. Guess what? You still remember it. They create memories. Gifts sometimes heal wounds. Gifts can turn hearts. Gifts can remove bitterness. And a gift is always free. If it costs you something, it's not a free gift to you. Gifts ought to be a routine part of our life. Someone said, you cannot love without giving. Here's the Bible verse. For God so loved the world, and what comes right next, that he gave. When you love, you're going to live. Live. I hadn't had enough cupcakes for breakfast this morning. Or when you love, you're going to give. When you stop giving, you stop loving. When you stop loving, you stop giving. In any relationship, you stop the giving process, and pretty soon, it's going to be a dead relationship. There's a body of water in Israel. It's called the Dead Sea. And the water runs from the Jordan River into the Sea of Galilee and into the Dead Sea, and from the Dead Sea to nowhere. Nothing ever flows out of the Dead Sea. That's why they call it the Dead Sea. Water comes in, nothing ever goes out. It takes in, it never gives out. There's no fish in the Dead Sea. There's no plant life in the Dead Sea. That's why they call it the Dead Sea. Nothing. And that's how oftentimes our lives become. When we start taking in and we never give out, pretty soon our whole life is pretty dead. Let me just skip some of this. We'll just jump right to the thought here. Here's the thought. The gift process. The gift process. Scripture mentions a gift. Then later on it mentions the gift. So here's the process, all right? You're going to end up giving a gift to someone. Here's how it works. First part, you love. Somehow, you have affection. You care about someone. You love them to some degree. Next, now you have a person in mind to get a gift for. I've never met anyone that says, I'm going to Walmart, going to spend about $1,000, get some of this, some of that. Well, who are you getting it for? I don't know. I'll figure it out later. We'll just bring it to the house and just sort it out. That isn't how you do it. First, you love. Then you have someone in mind. You know, I want to get this for this person. Then you choose the gift. The shopping, online. Someone was telling me, one of the men, smart man in our church, he said, I go to the store and I look at something I just really like. I try it on, then I order it on Amazon. He said, I save $10 and I get it quicker. He said, it's just great. And so you're choosing that gift. Then next, the gift is purchased. Now, folks, you can't just pick it up and leave the store. I'm just telling you. Okay, some of you don't know that. But the gift is purchased. You purchase it. Now, you bring it home, and you wrap it. How many people are rappers? I just can't get that music. I like that. I am not a rapper. Today, I gave my wife something, and we ran out of the little nice gift bags. So it was a plastic bag from where? Walmart, wrapped in a brown paper bag, I think, from Kohl's, with tape on it. And she said, I need to be careful unwrapping this. We may reuse it. No, she just ripped it apart. I'm not a rapper. I don't take an hour to snip here and snip there and every fold. They're going to tear it apart in 2 seconds. That's just not me. Now, some of you, you're real good at that. It's got to have the bow. It's got, I trim out pieces of paper, fold in half, two, from. There it is, tape. If you don't like it, don't take the present. Some of you have to have those cards, and they've got to be bought. You know, you have to buy the package of cards, and nothing's wrong with that. But now you take the gift home, you wrap it. Then what happens after that is, the gift is given. The gift is given. Brother Steve, come help me just for a second here. I know it's not a big day, but I just want, maybe just sit in that chair, would you please? Okay, so the gift is given. Now, I've got the gift. Now, the gift is given, all right? Now, I never enjoy being that person. I enjoy giving the gifts. Here, stand up here, Brother Steve. Now, you give me the gift, okay? I do not enjoy being this person. You know why? Because people always stand there and they want to watch your reaction. Know what I'm talking about? It's like, hey, we got a gift for you. All right, we're going to give it to you. And you don't know what, you don't know if you're supposed to cry. You know, they expect you to cry, hug them, faint, scream. I don't know what they want. And I'm not real good at being the perfect emotion for what they want. Anybody like me, or am I the only person like that? I'll open it at the house privately. No, we want you to open it now. I've had gifts given to me. I didn't even know what they were. You know, it's sad when you say, wow, it's good you got that one. What is this again? So sometimes it's that way. Thank you, Brother Steve. I appreciate it. So then we wait for the expression and hopefully the appreciation. Hopefully maybe a thank you then, maybe a thank you later. Then hopefully they'll use the gift. Now, Pastor, what's that got to do with Jesus? What's it got to do with Christmas? Here's how it all works. Jesus said this in the book of Romans, but the notice the word the is in front, but the gift of God is eternal life. There's a gift, and that's what we gave out to people this week. You got gifts. You got a gift here, a gift here, a gift here. But the gift, he said, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In John chapter 4, Jesus is witnessing to a woman at the well. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, he was pointing to himself. If you knew the gift of God, you would want that eternal life. There's a gift. They come and they go. But there's the gift, and his name is Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, not of works, but it is the gift of God. It's the gift, and that's mentioned several times throughout Scripture. Now, let's repeat this. Here it is, the gift process. So here's God. He loves us. That's who he is. God cannot help but see a need that we have and want to meet it. That's who he is. Jesus didn't come to heal, but when he got around sick people, he had to heal them. It's who he was. Love sees a need and meets it. So God loved us when we were unlovable. He loved us in our sin. He loved us in our rebellion. God loves. Then, not only that, he had a person in mind. For God so loved the world. Everybody. For whosoever shall call. That's anyone. He is not willing that any should perish. So that gift of eternal life, God planned it for everybody. In the early times, the Jews thought it was only for them. Only Jesus only died to save the Jews. And then later on they found out he died for the non-Jews too, everybody. So we see the process. God is love. He had people in mind, that's you and me. He had a gift chosen himself. He would leave heaven, come to the earth, pay for the sins of the world. The gift was purchased on Calvary. Excuse me. And then the gift was wrapped. It's interesting to me. We use gift wrapping as a term for wrapping a present. When baby Jesus was born, same term, wrapped in swaddling clothes. That's kind of cool. The gift of eternal life was also wrapped in human flesh, in swaddling clothes. Then the gift is given. Brother Steve, let me use you again just for a second. So the gift is given. Here it is. And of course, God expects us all to receive it. Easy. You know, I've never met a child that was standing out in front of a Christmas tree farm with a picketing sign. We hate Christmas. We hate Christmas. Christmas too hard. Too hard to get the gifts out from under. You know, here it is. All right? So here's the tree right here. Brother Steve, you'll be a little kid. Christmas morning, it's got his name on it. His parents don't have to say, all right, it is time to unwrap the presents. You know what happens, especially if the family's not up early enough. There it is, and there it is. Don't unwrap it, but go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. And so there it is. Why? Had his name on it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That's our name on that package right there. All we have to do is receive it. I've never met a child who said, it's just so hard. It's just so hard. I need a psychiatrist. It's just so much pressure. Getting up Christmas morning, and they expect us to get our own package out from under the tree, and we have to unwrap it. No one helps us. And I never hear any whining. Why? It's easy. It's easy. Now, I'll wrap up the message. Get it? Play on words here. So I'll wrap the message. So God expects us to receive his son as our savior. That's what being saved is. It's just receiving. That's it. All throughout scripture, God uses that word, believe, and then receive. Jesus looked at Nicodemus, the man that was very religious. He fasted during the week, gave a lot of money, memorized many scriptures. And Jesus said, you must be born again. He says, ye have not received my testimony. You've believed, but you've never received. You know, you can look at that present under the tree, and you can meditate on it. Just think how wonderful it is. It does you no good till you pick it up, and it's yours. It's just that easy. Now, I don't know everyone in here by name, but I know this. Some of you, it'd be easy if you had to complicate this whole thing. Here it is. We're here on Christmas morning celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Born to die. He's paid for the sins of the world. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to go to heaven. All you have to do is receive the gift of eternal life by faith. Invite him into your heart. That's it. That's it. Now, two types of Christians in the world. Some Christians receive the gift, and that's all they ever do. They never unwrap it. Hey, did you get saved?
Yes, I got saved.
Good. How many years ago?
40 years ago.
Oh, that's good. Going to heaven?
Yes, I am.
And that's far as he ever went. You know, God expects us to open the gift. He expects us to open the gift. How do you open that gift? Here it is. You open your heart when you hear his word. How do you open the gift? You open your schedule and you put him in there. How do you open the gift? You open your wallet. How do you open your gift? You open the Bible. All those things helps unwrap that gift. You take it, you unwrap it, you use it. Then if you really like it, you give one to somebody else. That's what Christmas is about. Receive the gift, and then give the gift. The greatest gift, thanks Brother Steve, you can ever give to anybody this Christmas is the old story of Jesus Christ. Telling them how they can spend eternity in heaven. And so here's the wise men. They gave a gift, but we find out when Jesus came, he gave the gift. If you've never received him, today's the day. If you've never given him to someone else, today's the day. Who is it that you know that's never received the gift of eternal life? So easy to explain it and give that to them.